谢主，大家平安。
Thank God and peace to everyone.
很高兴看到神给我们预备这么好的一个礼拜堂。
And thank God that He has provided for us such a wonderful chapel.
神给我们弟兄姊妹，大家有很好的恩赐，把它整理得非常漂亮。
And God has given us many gifts and talents so that we may decorate it and remodel it very nicely.
我们盼望神的带领祝福啊，那我们 Kenonga Park 的教会圣工更加兴旺，来荣耀主的名。
And may God bless us and guide us so that we may spread His gospel here and glorify His name.
我们不只是这个屋子的殿很漂亮，我觉得我们在属灵的殿的建设也很漂亮。
And not only do I believe that our outer chapel is very nice looking, but also the inner spiritual temple.
尤其来到这里，听到我们祷告声啊，就觉得很喜乐。
And especially when I come here, I listen to the sound of prayer, and it gives me great joy.
就是说，真的神在我们这里，在我们跟我们同在。
And it makes me feel that truly God is here and God is with us.
我们基道所成立以后啊，我们已经举行过几次的灵修会。
And after we have established this church, we are now having a spiritual cultivation.
我们看到大家渴慕神的道，渴慕神的恩。
And we see that everyone thirsts and hungers for the words of God and also the grace of God.
要借着神的道来建设一个属灵的教会。
And we pray that we will use the words of God to establish a spiritual church.
那我这一次被安排是跟大家一起学习以弗所书。
And today I have been arranged to talk about the book of Ephesians.
那以弗所书啊，是保罗写给以弗所教会的书信。
And the book of Ephesians is a letter that Paul written to the church in Ephesus.
保罗因为在传道工作当中啊，他为着要全面性的照顾当时的教会。
And Paul, while doing his pastoring, he was appointed to take care of all the churches.
没有办法说啊，一直都每一个教会都兼顾到。
But he was unable to visit every church.
所以他经常用书信啊，把神的道理就写好啊，托人带过去，造就当地的教会。
And that is why he wrote letters so that other people may bring these letters to the churches and they may be edified through the word, his word.
这些书信啊，有的就叫他们说，这个教会读完以后啊，就传到另外一个教会。
And these letters, the hope was that these letters would reach one church and after they have learned from it, they would bring it to a different church.
的确，保罗啊，深知基督的奥秘。
And Paul truly understood the mysteries of Christ.
他能够把耶稣基督的教训啊，把它阐明出的非常的详细。
And Paul was able to explain the mysteries of Christ very, very clearly.
所以让我们今天在学习道理当中啊，也得到非常大的帮助。
And today we read these letters and we also are greatly helped through his letters.
这个以弗所书啊，跟其他另外四卷啊，是他在罗马监狱写的。
And the book of Ephesians was written while he was in a Roman prison.
保罗好几次啊，为着传道理下在监狱里面。
And many times for the gospel, Paul was imprisoned.
所以他称为一个带锁链的使者，就是带着那个铁链哦。
So Paul was a prisoner in chains.
虽然在罗马的监狱当中啊，他没有埋怨。
And even while during his time of imprisonment, he did not complain.
因为他反而能够在监狱当中把神的道传开，所以他说他的内心、啊、充满着喜乐。
And he was happy that in prison he was able to preach the gospel through letters, so he was full of joy.
那这是一种属灵的平安呐、啊，在他的心中里面。
And this was a spiritual peace that was within his heart.
所以有一次在腓立比也是一样，下监呐、啊，但是在监狱里面呐、啊，他就跟希拉两个唱诗祷告赞美神。
So in a prison in Philippi, it was the same where he and Silas were in prison singing hymns.
囚犯都侧耳在听。
And all the other prisoners were listening.
突然间地大震动啊，监狱的门都打开了，锁链脱落了。
But we see that during this time there was a great earthquake and all the chains of the prisoners fell loose.
但是没有人跑掉。
Yet no one ran away.
因为有属灵的平安在心里做主啊，你在监狱里面，在外面还是一样的充满着喜乐。
Because they had a spiritual peace as the Lord of their hearts, so that there was no difference whether they were in prison or out or outside.
所以耶稣说啊，在世上我们有时候会遇到患难。
So the Lord Jesus said that on this world we'll come across tribulations.
但在主里面真的有平安呢。
But in the Lord we'll have peace.
那这以弗所书里面呢、啊，谈到很多很重要的道理。
And in the book of Ephesians, it talks about many good Bible truths.
因为保罗说啊，他真的很把基督的奥秘啊，把它阐明出来。
Because Paul said that he has revealed the mysteries of Christ.
所以前面几章啊，一般的研究圣经的人把这个以弗所书称作教会论。
So the Bible scholars noted that the book of Ephesians as a guideline for church.
这里面谈到神怎么建立教会。
Because in here it talks of how God established church.
把教会的尊贵性。
And also the importance and the treasures of church.
那这个教会跟耶稣基督之间的关系。
And also the relationship between church and our Lord Jesus Christ.
神怎样从教会里面来彰显他的智慧大能。
And also through church, how did God spread his power and mighty might.
如何借着教会来得到他应得的荣耀。
And also through church, how God was able to receive, is how God is able to be glorified.
所以前面都谈到教会是耶稣的身体，这是第一章的主题。
So in chapter 1, it talks, the main theme is the church is God, the church is the body of Christ.
第二章是谈到教会是神的殿。
And chapter 2, it talks how the church is is the temple of Christ.
第三章是教会的荣耀。
And also chapter 3, it talks of the church is the glory of Christ.
第四章是教会的合一。
And chapter 4 talks about the unity, the church is the unity of Christ.
以及教会当中的应该有的生活。
And also the lifestyle that we must have in church.
所以这个以弗所书啊，一般叫做教会论。
So that's why the book of Ephesians is commonly called the guideline for church.
我们知道以弗所是在小亚细亚比较靠西边的，靠地中海边的一个非常大的城市。
And we know that Ephesus was located in Asia Minor toward the west.
是亚细亚的省会的一个首都啦。
And it is also is capital of the area.
那保罗在第二次传道里的时候啊，经过那里。
And Paul on his second missionary trip, he passed by there.
这是在使徒行传的十九章里面有讲到。
And Acts chapter 19, it speaks of this.
本来看到有一些门徒跟他们谈道理。
And he saw some disciples, and he was talking about the truth.
因为他们只是受过约翰的洗。
Because they have only been baptized in the baptism of John.
后来保罗为他们重新设洗，帮助他们得圣灵。
And Paul baptized them again, and they received the Holy Spirit.
保罗在那里留下来工作了一段时间。
And Paul stayed there and worked there for a time.
但是也遭遇到了一个非常大的暴动。
But he came across a great movement.
因为以弗所啊。当地人他们拜一种叫做亚迪米的女神。
Because the people there, they worship a female god called Artemis.
这因为这个女神庙的建筑啊，非常的宏伟啊。
And because the temple of this god Artemis, it was very grand.
称为世界的七大奇景之一。
And it is considered as one of the seven wonders of the world.
是当时在西方非常伟大的一种建筑。
And it was a great temple during that time.
前面有一个广场啊，可以容纳大概24,000个听众。
And there was a plaza there that could fit up to 24,000 people.
保罗曾经在那里谈过道理，讲道啊，而且造成很大的风动。
And Paul was there preaching the gospel, and he came across great opposition.
啊，因为有所人呐、啊，他们都是大部分的人都是靠那个庙宇为生啊。
And many people in Ephesus, they were raised through this temple.
很多人都是铸造那个偶像。
And they put great importance toward these idols.
所以保罗在那里传道的时候啊。啊、就受到这些人的阻挡啊，啊，结果，啊，发动市民啊，在那里聚集啊，喊叫，大概两个多小时。
And when Paul was preaching here, he came across great opposition from the people, and they were yelling and screaming at him.
后来他们不得已就离开了。
And reluctantly, Paul had to leave.
但是后来保罗也曾经在以弗所的地方啊，在那里大概有三年的时间。
But Paul stayed in Ephesus for about 3 years.
有一个叫做推拿奴的私房啊，保罗在那里跟人家辩道，带领很多人信主。
And Paul taught the words of the Bible in a school of Tyrannus.
所以保罗，以弗所教会啊，本来很多人他们是拜偶像很热心的，那信主了以后还是一样非常热心。
So we see that in Ephesus, these people, they were very fervent toward the God of Artemis, but now that they have converted to Christ, they are very fervent for Christ.
使徒约翰也曾经在以弗所那边工作一段时间。
And the Apostle John has also stayed there for a time.
所以说从圣经里面我们了解啊，以弗所教会他们的属灵程度算是相当高的。
So we can understand that the people of Ephesus, their spiritual level was very high.
啊、保罗写信的时候是已经被关在罗马的监狱。
And Paul, when he wrote this letter, he was already imprisoned in a Roman prison.
啊、他特别写信来、啊、教导这些以弗所的信徒。
And he wrote this letter to teach the people of Ephesus.
我们看以弗所是一章的第一节。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1.
做奉神的旨意，做基督耶稣属徒的保罗。写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里面有忠心的人。保罗讲到他做基督的使徒。
And here in this verse 1, it says that Paul was an apostle of Christ Jesus.
因为他是主耶稣升天以后，再选召他来做使徒的。
Because Paul was chosen after Lord Jesus ascended into heaven.
他主要的职分就是做外邦的使徒，把福音传给非犹太人。
And his duty was to be a preacher of the gospel to the Gentiles.
保罗说他这个职分啊，是主耶稣给他的，
Paul,
是神的旨意选召的。
And Paul said that the status of apostle is something Christ Jesus gave him by the will of God.
我们知道有十二个使徒。
And we know that there are 12 apostles.
他们是主耶稣在世的时候啊，整夜祷告，然后把门徒叫来，从他们当中选十二个。
And we know that these 12 were chosen when the people were gathered together and they prayed, after they prayed.
啊，叫他们要常常跟主耶稣在一起。
And Lord Jesus told them they had to, he brought them near him all the time.
主耶稣也给他们权柄可以医病赶鬼。
And Lord Jesus has also given them power to cast out demons.
啊、然后派他们出去传道理。
And he sent them out to preach the gospel.
啊、这些使徒啊，后来就做耶稣复活的见证人。
And these apostles eventually, disciples eventually became the, they testified for Lord Jesus.
因为他们从头开始就跟随耶稣。
Because from the beginning to the end, they have always followed Lord Jesus.
一直到主耶稣复活升天。
Ever and until Lord Jesus has resurrected and ascended into heaven.
后来主耶稣升天以后，像啊保罗啦，像巴拿巴也是后来才选的使徒。
And after Lord Jesus ascended into heaven, he chose people like Paul and Barnabas.
啊，这圣经里面有写哦，好像雅各也是使徒。
And the Bible also speaks of James. He is also an apostle.
这是按照神的旨意来选召的。
And these are all chosen through the will of God.
我们现在就没有使徒这个职分了。
And now we don't have the title of being an apostle.
另外说这个受信的人是以弗所的圣徒。
And he also continues saying that this letter was written for the saints of Ephesus.
保罗称以弗所的教会圣徒。
And Paul calls the people of the church in Ephesus as saints.
因为受洗归入耶稣基督以后啊，已经得到洁净了，成圣了。
Because after they have been baptized and they have received the Holy Spirit, they are sanctified.
所以名分上是圣徒。
So that they can be called saints.
是在基督里面有忠心的人。
And these people are faithful in Christ Jesus.
因为我们蒙神选召以后， 神主都给我们各样的使命， 我们要来完成主交托的任务。
And after we have believed in Christ, and, he gives us different commissions so that we can obey his will.
所以我们就做神的管家， 做管家最重要的就是忠心。
And we become overseers of for Christ, and to, the most important is to be faithful.
所以教会的信徒啊， 称为圣徒， 是在耶稣基督里面忠心的神的仆人。
So that is why the people, the church in Ephesus can be called saints, because they were faithful in Christ Jesus.
他就恩惠平安啊， 从父神归到你们。
And he hopes that in verse 2, grace and peace to you from God our Father.
那这个恩惠啊， 是一般希腊人他们请安的用语。
And this grace is a word is a word for from Hebrew. Greece.
这个平安是犹太人请安的话。
And this and peace is a word that's derived from Jews.
所以他们都称 shalom, shalom 就是平安的意思。
And whenever they say shalom, it means peace.
我记得您重道长老有一次在见证。
And I remember there was an elder that was testifying.
他说在耶路撒冷， 他到以色列地区旅游， 碰到人就是 shalom, shalom。
And he said that whenever he went to Israel, people would greet him by saying shalom.
他就看到一些人啊， 他不晓得是阿拉伯人， 他也跟他 shalom。
And he saw a group of people. He did not know that they were Arabs, and he also said shalom. And then
they no 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 shalom.
And then they said no 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 shalom.
犹太人称安是平安。
So the way Jews greet each other is through peace.
这个恩惠平安啊， 都是从父神啊， 赏赐下来。
And this grace and peace, it comes from the God.
归给神的子民啊。
And it is given to the God's people.
在第三节，我们看第三节。
Let's study verse 3.
3节到14节是讲到基督里面的属灵福气。
And from verse 3 to 14, it talks about the spiritual blessings in Christ.
我们看第三节。
Let's study verse 3.
说愿颂赞归给我们主耶稣基督的父神。 他在基督里面曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。第四节。Verse
4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里面拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。保罗说，我们应当感谢颂赞天上的神呢。
And Paul says that we must praise and thank the God, Father, our Lord in heaven.
因为他是给我们各样属灵的福气。
Because he has given us many spiritual blessings.
所以一切的福气啊， 真正福气的源头是从神来的。
So we know the origin of all blessings come from God.
所以在雅各书第一章里面说啊， 你们不要看错了。 一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐是从神来的。
So that's why in the book of James it says that we must look correctly that, and that all blessings are only come from God.
魔鬼有时候也会迷惑人啊。
Because the devil can also deceive people.
他跟主耶稣说啊， 你拜我一下， 我把世界的荣华都归给你。
And he told Lord Jesus that if you worship me, I'll give you all the riches of the world.
但是他是迷惑人的。
But the devil is a deceiver of men.
让人离开神， 失掉了真正的福气。
And the purpose of the devil is for us, he causes us to lose our focus and our goal of heaven.
魔鬼常常借着一些属世的今生的福气来迷惑人。
And God, the devil would always often use the blessings of this world to deceive people.
但是这些属世的都是短暂的今生的。
But these blessings of the world, they're precarious, and they often
有时候是一些虚无的荣耀，
and they're often short-lived.
但是从神来的福气啊， 说是属天的。
But But all the blessings from heaven, they are from heaven.
啊, 这是永恒的, 不是暂时的,
and these blessings are everlasting.
啊, 是属灵的福气, 啊, 是各样的福气。
And these spiritual blessings, also, there are many types.
是非常丰盛, 而且能够真正满足我们需要的。
And they are various, and they fulfill our true needs.
让我们享用不尽的。
And so that we have no more want.
今天早上早祷会的时候读到诗篇的34篇呢。
And in the morning we studied in the prayer session we studied Psalm 34.
让你说啊，你可以尝尝主恩的滋味。
And there it says that we can taste God's grace.
敬畏神的人啊，真的一无所缺。
And that those who take refuge in him lack nothing.
所以你尝到主恩的滋味，你会觉得说啊，又美又善，实在让你真正得到满足。
So when we taste the grace of the Lord, we know that it is good and that we are fulfilled.
所以保罗说啊，神的恩典真的够我们用。
And that is why Paul said that God's grace is truly abundant.
所以虽然好像没有啊，但是却样样都有。
Because it seems like we have nothing, but in reality we have all that we want.
啊，看起来好像要死的，却是活得好好的。
And we may seem that we are dying, but we are truly living.
啊，似乎是忧愁的，所以是蛮欣喜乐的。
And with these blessings, we have joy.
似乎是缺乏的，却能够带给很多人得到满足。
And even though we are lacking, but we give a lot to other people.
啊，这是神所赐给我们的属灵恩典呐，啊，是让我们真正享用不尽。
And these are the spiritual blessings that God has given us.
还能够超越虚空啊。
And that we can make something out of nothing.
所以这个福气不是在地面上。
So these blessings are not.
保罗在所罗门王在讲说啊，追求学问、地位、名声、享乐。
And these blessings are not from the world. And Solomon said that those who pursue after status, power, and earthly joys.
结果他后来发现说，日光之下一切的劳碌都是虚空捕风。
And Solomon said that all these things, all these pursuits are meaningless.
因为你没有了神呐，你什么都没有意义。
Because without God, nothing has meaning.
所以那在人生的追求过程当中啊，慢慢的去摸到神。
So through all the things of the world, he slowly through these things, he touches God.
因为万事都有它的时候，有它的定期。
Because everything has its time.
啊，所有的东西啊，都有它的注序。
And everything has its purpose.
所以他发现说，背后有一个。 主宰的神啊,
and through all these things, he found that what was behind him was God.
啊，神呢把那个永恒放在我们人的心里面。永恒。And
God has put the everlasting into our hearts.
哦，啊，让我们能够去追求永恒。啊，因为你对今生暂时的不能够得到满足。Because
God has asked us to pursue after. After eternal, because the things of the world are temporary and they will not fulfill us.
所以在日光之上，终于找到那个怎样来超越虚空的办法。
And Solomon, after all this time, finally found that under the sun, the only way he can fulfill himself.
所以他最后说啊，你敬畏神，守神的诫命，这是人当尽的本分。
And that is why Solomon, in the end, said that. You have to fear God and follow His commandments, and this is the sole purpose of man.
因为你敬畏神啊，不只是尽你的本分，你有倚靠，你有永生的福分。
Because if you follow His commandments, you will follow God, and you will also receive His blessings.
所以在耶稣基督里面呢，神把各样属天的福气赐给我们。
So in Lord Jesus, God has given us all the blessings to us.
刚刚读过第四节说啊，第一个福气就是神在创立世界以前拣选了我们。And
in verse 4 it says that he has chosen us before the creation of the world.
所以我们知道，我们知道说啊，神是相当有秩序、有规律的神呐。So
through by this we know that God has he has order and everything.
还没有创造世界以前啊，他已经有一个整套的救赎计划了。
Because before he created before he created anything, he already has a plan to plan for everything.
所以他要怎样造天地万物，怎样造人。
So he already knew how to create the heavens and earth, and he knew when he was going to create man.
他也知道说人类堕落万罪，他怎样来施行救恩。
And he also knew that man will sin, and he also knew how to prepare salvation.
所以他事先都已经计划好，然后按照着他的计划一样一样的这样逐步来实现完成。
And so before he created anything, he already has planned everything, and he follows his plan accordingly.
所以这个救恩啊，不是说啊，因为神啊造了人，你又发现说，哎，人犯罪了，还临时想出一个补救的措施。
And it is not that after he created man, he found out that man has sinned, and only then he has to find some way for salvation.
其实神在创立世界以前啊，他就有一个预备一个计划。
Because before in here this verse it says that before he created the heavens and earth, he already has a plan of salvation.
啊，所以按照这个计划逐步的进行，一直到完成。
And he follows his plan according to his time.
啊，其实我们在做任何圣工也是一样，也要有计划性。
So when we do holy work, we must also have a plan.
我们今天早上讲说要预备哈，预备，然后早早会讲到我们要。预备自己来迎见神。
And in the morning prayer session, we learned that we have to prepare ourselves to seek for God.
我们做什么事情也都是要有预备。
And no matter what we do, we must prepare ourselves.
主耶稣说啊，一个人要盖一栋房子，也要先坐下来算一算，我要花多少钱，花多少功夫。
And Lord Jesus said that when someone is to build a house, they have to first sit down and plan how much work and money it will take.
啊，不然有的人呐，一挖地基啊，但是后来房子没有办法盖成。
And some people they would spend all their time to build a foundation, but they have nothing left to build the house.
人家就会笑他说他做事没有计划。
And people will laugh, mock him, saying that when he does work, he does not plan.
那你要去打仗也是一样。
And when we go into battle, it is the same.
你要算算我们有多大的兵力。
And we have to calculate how much military strength we have.
啊，对方有多大的兵力。
And how much military strength the opponent has.
说你如果觉得我们兵力小啊，我们没有办法得胜啊，你就趁着时候，你跟他和好。
So we can calculate whether or not our strength is greater or less than the other party, and if it is less, then we can make a treaty with them.
啊，这都是计划的重要性。
And these are all the importances of making plans.
啊，神在创世以前啊，就一定要在基督里面拣选我们。
And before God created the world, He has already chosen us through Lord Jesus.
啊，让我们在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And He has chosen us to be holy and blameless in His sight.
所以拣选本身就是一种恩典，就是一种福分。
So to choose us, it is already a blessing.
人犯了罪以后，全部都在罪里面。
And once man has sinned, all have come under sin.
啊，但是神的救恩要临到人呐，却从万人当中拣选一部分人。
And when salvation came into the world, it is through and everybody there, some people will be chosen.
所以被神拣选的人呐，就是一种很大的恩典。
So those who are chosen in God, it is a great blessing.
啊，好像旧约时代神先选召了亚伯拉罕。
And just like in the Old Testament, how God chose Abraham.
因为神说啊，他看到亚伯拉罕心里诚实，所以选召他。
And God said that He saw that Abraham had great faith, so He chose him.
神说你要离开你本地本族物家。
And God told him that he must leave his hometown.
啊，往我所要指示你的地方去。
And he must go to a place that God has prepared for him.
这个亚伯拉罕就乖乖听神的话，照着神的旨意来行。
So, and Abraham followed God obediently and did what he was told.
所以神就跟他立约啊，说我要让你的祖孙成为大国。
And then God made a covenant with Abraham, saying that his His descendants will be a great nation.
我要把迦南地是给你的祖孙做产业。
And he will also give the land of Canaan for as an inheritance for his children.
啊，万民要因你的祖孙来得到福气。
And that his all his descendants will be blessed.
所以神给他三大福气。
So God has given him three great blessings.
所以亚伯拉罕称为选民的祖先。
So Abraham became the father of all God's chosen people.
他是从万民当中被选出来的。
Because he was chosen from he was chosen from everyone.
啊，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，本来有两个儿子，一个以实玛利，一个是以撒。
And Abraham had two children, Ishmael and Isaac.
以撒是以实玛利是凭着人力血气生的。
And Ishmael was born through through the understanding of man.
以撒是按照神的应许啊，在亚伯拉罕一百岁才生的。
But Isaac was born under the promise of God when Abraham was 100 years old.
但是后来神怎么说呢？说以实玛利啊，他没有办法来承受产业。
But what did God say after that? He said that Ishmael was unable to receive the promise of God.
所以要把使女跟他的儿子赶出去。
So Abraham had to cast out Ishmael and his mother.
拣选的是应许的儿子以撒。
And the chosen son was Isaac.
以撒有两个儿子。
And Isaac also had two sons.
因为是一对双胞胎。
And because they were twins.
利百加怀孕的时候啊，她说因为她感到很痛苦。
And when Rebecca, Isaac's wife, was pregnant, she felt great pain.
结果她就祷告神了。
So she prayed to God.
神说啊，有你在你的肚子里面有两个国度会出来。
And God told her that from your womb there will be two great nations.
啊，他们将来要彼此相争。
And these two great nations will conflict with one another.
那个大的要服侍小的。
And also the older will serve the younger.
所以以扫虽然是大儿子。
So even though Esau was the older child.
但后来神却拣选了雅各。
But God chose Jacob.
所以在马拉基书里面就讲。
So that's why Malachi it tells us.
以色列人说啊，神啊，你什么时候爱过我们？
And the Israelites were crying, Lord God, when have you loved us?
神说啊，我选雅各，没有选以扫，我就是爱你们的表现。
And God said that when that time when I chose Jacob instead of Esau, that was a sign of my love.
你看后来以扫的祖孙没有了，他们的荒，他们的地荒凉了。
And we see later that Esau's descendants, they receive nothing.
虽然不是雅各自己本身啊，有什么好表现。
So it was not through through Jacob or his deeds.
但是要让我们晓得说，这个拣选本身啊，就是恩典。
But we have to understand that this blessing of being chosen, it is truly a blessing.
所以《生命记》第八章里面、第七章里面说啊。不是因为以色列人多族大，或者他们有什么长处。
So that's why in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 8 it says that it does not matter what man does.
说因为我专爱你们，所以我拣造你们。
But rather it is God that chose them and blessed them.
我们今天也是一样啊。
And today we are the same.
在万民当中啊，我们能够蒙拣选。
And through the sea of people that we were the ones that were chosen.
这是一种非常大的福分。
And this is truly a great blessing.
所以彼得说，我们是被拣选的族类。
And that's why Peter said that we are a nation that is chosen.
成为神的子民。
That we can be called God's people.
也是有君尊的祭司。
And that we can become a faithful priest.
是圣洁的国民呐。
And a holy nation.
所以神选召我们，给我们这么尊贵的身份。
So when God chose us and gave us this precious this precious status.
这是一种在基督里面选召的一种福分。
And this is truly a great blessing in Lord Jesus.
目的就是要我们能够成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And the purpose of all this is so that we can be holy and blameless.
所以很多人在问说啊, 神的旨意是什么?
So many people ask, what is the will of God?
提撒罗尼迦前书第四章就说, 神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁, 愿必言行。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, God's will, it says that God's will for us is to become holy and blameless.
因为呢,把我们选召出来以后啊, 就让我们成为圣洁, 没有瑕疵的。
Because when God chose us, He chose us to be holy and blameless.
将来要把这个圣洁的教会啊，接受完全以后，要献给神呐。
So when we become blameless and holy, we can make the church perfect to dedicate it to God.
这是基督里面的第一个福分。
And this is the first spiritual blessing in Christ.
我们以弗所书1章第5节。
And let's turn to
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5.
And the second spiritual blessing is for us to be adopted as His sons.
我们本来人是神造的, 所以亚当称为神的儿子。
And man was created by God, so Adam can be called the son of God.
但是犯罪了以后啊, 人就失掉这个尊贵性了。
But after man has sinned, they lost this relationship.
所以人跟神之间的关系就隔绝了。
And this relationship between man and God was broken.
但是借着耶稣基督的救恩啊,
but through salvation in Lord Jesus Christ,
要让我们重新得到神儿子的名分,
we can reclaim this title of being the Son of God.
所以在约翰福音的第一章里面说,
and that's why in John chapter 1 it says,
说真光啊, 来到世界了。
It says that the true light has come into the world.
所以我们就要信从这个光,
so that we must follow this light.
你就能够走在光明当中,
so that we may walk within the light.
也就是一切接纳真光, 接纳耶稣, 相信他的人,
and it is also through the light that those can believe in Lord Jesus.
那就能够得到一种权柄, 能够做神的儿子。
And that we can receive the status of being the sons of God.
那你特别讲到说啊, 做神的儿子这是一种权柄。
And we can say that being the son of God is a, it has status, authority.
我们知道说啊, 在王宫里面啊, 你做王子, 跟一般的仆人啊, 就不一样啊。
And we know that if you're, that long time ago, in a palace, the princes, they are different from the normal people.
做王族你有权继承王位。
And to be a prince, you have the authority and to become the next king.
还有权啊, 能够享受王宫里面的生活。
And you also have the power of living within the palace and living like a king.
但是我们信主了以后啊, 我们得到权柄可以做神的儿子。
But after we have believed in Christ, we also receive authority to be called the Son of God.
还能够享受神家里面的福分。
And we can also receive the blessings in God's house.
能够承受父神所要给我们的产业。
And we may receive the blessings that God has prepared.
所以在加拉太书里面说, 我们信主, 我们受洗就归入耶稣基督了, 我们就成为神的儿子了。
And that's why in Galatians it tells us that after we are baptized, we come before Christ and we are called the sons of God.
所以圣灵就要进到我们里面, 来印证我们是神的儿子。
And that the Holy Spirit will come within us and it will guarantee that it is a seal that to call ourselves a son of God.
我们虽然是卑微的一个人,
and even though we come from,
我们就能够称那个万王之王啊, 称他为我们的阿爸, 我们的父。
We have no status before, but we can come in before the Lord and call God our Father.
And
since our Father is in heaven, we will also we can also go to heaven later.
既然我们是天父的儿女，他就把应许的产业要赐给我们。
And since we are the daughters and sons of the Heavenly Father, He will give us what is best.
所以既然是儿子，就是后嗣。 就是后裔了,
and as a son, we are his descendants.
就是按照应许来承受产业的了。
And we will receive his inheritance.
这是神要赐给我们的第二个福分啊，成为神儿子的名分。
And this is the second blessing that Christ will give us, and that is to be adopted as his sons.
第三个，我们看第七节。
And the third blessing, let's look at this verse 7.
以弗所书1章第7节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
我们借着爱主的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。第三个福分就是得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
And the third blessing is that we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins.
在旧约的律法里面呢，以色列民如果说因为贫穷啦，把地卖掉啊，把人去啊卖给人啊做奴隶。
And in the Old Testament law, if Israelite were to sell his land and become a slave of another,
当然他的一些住进的亲属啊，可以啊要付代价，可以把他们赎出来，把他们买回来。
And they can be ransomed by others.
就是很亲近的一些亲属。And
if they have relatives, they can be ransomed through them.
或者是到禧年的时候，第50年呢，他们可以白白得自由。And
after 50 years, if they work for this person, they will receive freedom.
所以在旧约时代就有这种救赎的观念。
And so in the Old Testament, they have this relationship.
Redemption.
And since we have sinned, we are sold to sin. So that the devil can become the Lord of Earth. So all the people are held under the held under the power of the devil.
现在借着耶稣基督啊，把我们救赎出来。But
through Lord Jesus Christ, He has saved us.
我们主要相信他，我们就可以白白得到称义。And
we only have to believe in Him, we can receive we can be justified.
我们就能够得到自由啊，and
we can
得到释放，and
we will receive freedom.
所以这都是借着耶稣基督的血，啊，借着我们人的相信。And
this is all through the blood of Christ and the faith of man.
然后借着宝血洗礼，把我们洗干净，我们就能够得到救赎啊！所有的过犯呢，完全得到涂抹。And
through Lord Jesus' blood, we can erase all our past transgressions.
所以我们这个洗礼呀，称为赦罪的洗礼。
So this baptism becomes a baptism of remission of sins.
我们的旧人罪人啊，跟耶稣基督啊，同死同埋葬，然后要跟他同复活。That
and then we will be buried in Christ's death, and we will also be resurrected.
我们的罪人旧人啊，就跟他同钉在十字架上死掉了，灭绝了。And
that we will crucify our sinful bodies on the cross.
我们受洗以后啊，我们就成为一个新人呐，有新生的样式。So
that when we are baptized, we become a new person and we have a new self.
所以在耶稣基督里面呐，一切都更新了，做新人，那个旧事都已经过去了。And
in Lord Jesus Christ, we put our sins in the past and yeah.
再来一个，就是说我们在基督里面得基业。我们看11节。
And let's look at verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，就原是那位随己意行做万事，照他旨意所预定的。看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
说这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神的百姓被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。第四个福分、啊、就是让我们得到天上属灵的基业。
And the fourth blessing is for us to receive the deposit from heaven.
世界上的东西、啊、都会朽坏，渐渐的就、啊、坏掉了，丢掉了。
And the things of earth will rust and break down.
啊，世界上的东西、啊、都是暂时的。
And the things of earth are only temporary.
有一天我们离开了，这些东西都要丢下，跟你都没关系了。
And when we leave, all these things we will leave behind and throw away.
但神是给我们一个天上更美的家乡。
But God has given us a greater home in heaven.
他说在那里是不朽坏、不朽、不衰残、不朽坏、不玷污的地方。
And that place will never will never
不衰残、哦、就是不会啊。我们看一下。彼得前书的第一章。
Now、let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
说愿颂赞归给我们基督的父神，他曾照着大自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。第四节。
Verse 4.
可以得到那个不能朽坏、不玷污、不衰残。为你们存留天上的基业了。这里讲到天上神要赐给我们的基业是不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残的。
And here it says that God will give us an inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade.
这是我们最大的盼望。
And this is our greatest hope.
神又用圣灵给我们做凭据。
And God has given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
这个圣灵、啊、住在我们身上、啊、对我们有很多的帮助。
And the Holy Spirit dwelling within us gives us this great help.、
啊、比如说证明我们是神的儿女，我们是属神的。
For example, that it proves that we are the daughters and sons of God.、
啊、帮助我们行道理。
And it helps us follow the truth.、
啊更重要的就是让我们有一个把握，让我们将来能够复活进神的国。
And what's most important is that it gives us assurance that we will enter into heaven.
那最近在耶林教会有一个老姐妹。
And in Garden Grove Church, there is an elderly sister.
啊，她在台湾呐、啊，回台湾的时候，因为发现癌症，啊，住了一段时间，主耶稣召她回去。
And in Taiwan, she found out that she has cancer.
啊，结果在要离世之前呢、啊，她的家人呢、啊、为着她祷告。
And that Lord Jesus was calling her home, but before she was called back, she asked her family to pray with her.
啊，他们祷告是希望说她能够很安详的这样离世。
And in her prayer, she asked that she may leave the world. In a peaceful manner.
那女儿在祷告当中啊，看到主耶稣出现，好像很忧愁的。
And in their prayer, what the daughter of this elderly sister saw Lord Jesus, and she
看到主耶稣好像有点忧愁了。
And saw that Lord Jesus was worried.
虽然病人还是看起来很平静。
And even though the elderly sister was at peace.
他们就在想说，到底为什么主耶稣看着这个病人、啊、有点忧愁。
And they were thinking why did Lord Jesus look at this elderly sister and he was sad.
啊，后来他们就想到说啊，妈妈还没有得圣灵。
And they remembered that their mother had not received the Holy Spirit.
啊，她年轻的时候曾经得到圣灵，后来又失掉。
And that she had received the Holy Spirit when she was young, but she lost it later on.
啊，现在已经八十几岁了，八十五六岁了。
And now that she is 85 or 86.
啊，病得很重，快离世了。
And that she is sick and she is about to leave the world.
啊，还没有得圣灵。
But yet she has not received the Holy Spirit.
啊，家人呢，就大家为她一直祷告。
So the family spent much time praying for her.
啊，后来主耶稣又把圣灵赐给她的妈妈。
But Lord Jesus, he eventually gave her the Holy Spirit.
啊，感谢主，后来他就很安然的这样，主耶稣把他接回去。
And thank God that she was peacefully carried away, back to the Lord.
那我们知道说，我们这个教会啊，真的有圣灵同在，非常宝贝。
So we see that our church, the Holy Spirit is truly with us, and this is very precious.
啊，是神跟我们同在的一个很清楚的证明。
And this is evidence that God is with us.
啊，也是我们领受啊天国福气的一个凭据。
And this is also assurance that we will receive the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.
我们休息十分钟。
Let's rest for 10 minutes.